something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe. If you've been here before, then welcome back. If we've never met, it's good to meet you. Say hello in the chat, why don't you? Let me know where you're watching from. And I got a great show lined up for you today. I'm going to be joined here in a few minutes by my friend Girish Bali. He is a wealth of knowledge, been in the technology space for a really long time, photography, cinema photography, videography, all the griffies, or however you say it. So I'm super excited to bring him on because he is a daily podcaster. That's right. So I found somebody else on the internet who said, you know what, I think it'd be a good idea to work every day on a show. What takes some people a week to produce, we're trying to produce one every single day. So we're going to compare notes and see, what our workflow's like and, you know, why we do what we do and all those fun things. And maybe it'll give you an idea if you want to take a swing at doing a daily show. Or maybe you're like, that sounds crazy, you guys are idiots, and I'm out of here. So either way, hopefully you're going to be entertained and learn a lot of stuff. And on today's show, I'm only going to do one segment before I bring him on, give us plenty of time. But before I do that, I want to remind you to hit the subscribe button wherever it's at. There you go, wherever that subscribe button or that follow button is, either on YouTube, on Bullhorn, or on your favorite podcast player. Be sure to follow us. That is one way you can support the show. The other way that you can support the show and make my wife happy is go to buymeacoffee.com/Billy Thorpe and buy me a cup of Joe if you like the show. Go do those things. That's all the call to action stuff I have. And right now, I want to head over to
Creator Highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right. So today's Creator Highlight is brought to you by Owl App. If you don't know about that app, then you should definitely go download it. If you are looking for expert advice, this Owl App now gives you access to experts. Okay, so if a tax expert or maybe you need information about acting or podcasting or whatever it is you need help with, you can download the app. You can go talk to somebody in real time anytime you need help. So no more leaving comments or sending emails, and hopefully somebody will get back to you. And then if you're on the flip side, if you are an expert, you can become an expert on the app and get paid. So you can actually monetize your expertise and get paid on there. So Al is currently in a limited beta. So be sure to go over and get the referral code. If you're on the show notes, you can grab it there. If you want to write it down, it is BT614503. That is my referral code. And that's going to get you two things: early access and also a $10 sign up bonus on the Al app. So you can actually call somebody else and check that out and see how the advice seeker side looks. And then you can also be an advice giver. So today's Creator Highlight goes to my friend Rafael DeFioria, which I know I pronounced that wrong, but the likelihood that he's watching this show is not likely, so it doesn't really matter because he is a phenomenal creator and super busy doing what he does best, which is creating the Not Your Average Globetrotter podcast. But more than that, it's more of a YouTube video series. So that sounded so old of me to say video series. But anyway, he's a phenomenal YouTuber, knows a lot of stuff in that space, podcaster, creator. Basically, if it has anything to do with video or audio, Rafael probably does it. So go give him a follow over at the Not Your Average Globetrotter and learn about moving away from wherever you're at to a different country. A lot of good insights over there. Who knows? Maybe Rafael will do one about Puerto Rico and invite me on. Now I'm going to send the show to him so I get an invite to his show. All right, so let's go ahead and jump back over and say hello to my friend Girish. We had a couple little audio issues, but I think we got them figured out. If not, just bear with us. But I'm going to bring him on, and let's get into talking about a daily show. What's up, Girish? Good to see you, man. Hold on one second. I'm going to unmute you. There we go. We got the audio figured out, and then I muted you. Sorry.
How are you, Bill? Thanks for calling me here, and great to be on your show. It's fabulous to do a daily show, isn't it? It's crazy. Creating daily show for a daily show. That's weird, but that's
the thought process. Yeah, it's a little bit meta. I don't know if we are cool if we're idiots or we lost our mind, I don't know, but I'm excited to talk to another daily creator and pick your brain about workflow and all that kind of stuff. So it's good to see you. And you're the podcast host of Back to Basics Mode. So real quick, before we jump into how you build that podcast, give us a few minutes of just like, what is it about and why you started it?
Sure, sure. Thank you, Billy. So my podcast name is Back to Basics Mode. What I try to do is I started this back in January 2020, 2021, and it looks like I've been releasing every day. And then I realized that when I released every Friday, then I realized that I think people are getting a little confused. And what I said to myself is, let me divide my show into Tuesday through Friday and make it an everyday show instead of a Friday show. Because my topics, what we're talking about is business, marketing, technology, motivational speakers, health and fitness and nutrition. And then I got some few trending items like, you know, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, real estate, finance, whatever you can think of. I have also singers on the show, and there'll be some lives happening. That's another one on May 19th, if I'm not mistaken. You know, so the concept of this whole podcast that I have is that I try to make it simple and basic. And that's what it is all about, because we have tendency to complicate things. And how to make it simple and basic and fun all at the same time, that's what this show is all about, Billy.
Man, that's awesome. I love simplicity. I mean, you probably noticed from even my live stream setup. I mean, to some people, it's probably like, oh, wow, this is like really elaborate. But to the live streaming community, like, this is the most basic it can get. But it allows me to operate kind of like lean and mean, if you will. So I'm not thinking about all this tech stuff and, you know, eight different, I know a guy has eight cameras for his live show. I'm like, I would just spend probably half that time figuring out why one camera didn't work and so distracted by it. So love the concept, man. That's a great concept.
I do have two cameras and three monitors. So I don't know if that's basic or if that's complicated, but that's what comes in mind, I guess.
You'll have to change the name of your podcast to a really complicated podcast. No, I'm just messing. So you decided to go. I love that you decided to go, you know, more of a daily routine. I like that. So, man, walk me through, what are you pre-recording and dropping those episodes? Or are you recording like today for tomorrow? Or are you waking up tomorrow and recording? What does that workflow look like?
I do pre-recordings for sure. So let's say if you came on the show and we did a pre-recording, hypothetically, I'm just guessing you'll be released in July or in August, right? Because that's just how far I'm working on that part. But there are some few live interviews that I do, you know, and all my platforms. And I just added Twitch to my platform as my channel. So it's very exciting and learning from different people, including yourself, Billy. You know, me as a brand new podcaster, I've learned so much. And someone told me on one of the, you know, the Clubhouse apps, they said, you're not new anymore. You're pretty old now. So I think that makes me feel that I'm already here, but I still feel that I have a long way to go, Billy. But yeah, I mean, I treat my podcast as a four podcast instead of just one, because if I release it every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there are four different podcasts and four different flavors. But I feel that's a lot of work as to just one podcast and release every day. Maybe that's just my thought process.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious about this, because I did see on your website, you have like Tuesday, which if this is still accurate, is business, marketing, technology. Wednesday is more motivational speakers come on. Thursday is like what's trending, topics, miscellaneous, you know, topics, that kind of thing. And then it looks like Friday is like health, fitness, nutrition, and mindfulness. Is that kind of the rhythm that you stay in for the most part?
That is a rhythm that I stay with, and it's been quite successful for myself. You know, getting great reviews and great feedback from a lot of different people. Just recently, I just got ranked, 104 in Britain, you know, and Sweden also, and Japan also, and Taiwan also. Wow. And I'm pretty sure the other podcasters out there got their ranks and up there. But the thing is, as a brand new podcaster, and me being only 8 to 19 months old, and still almost 200 episodes old, plus, I think I'm doing okay from that part.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on your success. And, you know, I don't know that I have it spelled out like you do for my daily show. Like, I do have a couple of days that are pretty set. Like, Tuesday is more about social media. I got a co-host on there. So I brought in two co-hosts, Katie Brinkley, for Tuesdays. And we're really kind of focusing more on social media, social audio. And then on Friday, I have Business Talk, which is a segment or show I do with Sid Meadows, which is also like a co-hosted show. And then somewhat on Mondays, I'll do like, I try to lean more toward monetization. So like Money Mondays, you know, like how do you monetize as a creator, that type of thing. And then somewhere sprinkled in is a couple of guests throughout the week that we can kind of talk about anything. So I'll leave it open-ended. So how do you feel like that this structure of having this has like it's probably been beneficial in my observation of your show. Do you feel like from the creator side of it that it just keeps you way more organized by having these days and you kind of know what to expect?
Yeah, so it really keeps me organized. And in the beginning, I would say maybe 5 months ago, 4 months ago, I actually had a Monday show also, which is my solo show. And it was just so much work because I was maybe running out of ideas, and plus I was doing Clubhouse also. So then I said to myself that why don't I cancel my solo shows, because that is my show regardless, right? So how about why don't I come up with different topics on Clubhouse and use that product, or I should say that recording, and then make it as a Monday bonus shows. So I've had a lot of podcast shows on there about monetization, about different topics that you can think of. Even health and fitness is one of them, from a different perspective, from a viewer's perspective. And that's where that bonus, episode came on. I mean, there was an episode that I created for a Monday show called Are You a Goat or Are You a Goat with a G-O-A-T. So people, they think, we have to think out of the box when it comes to topics, right? Mm-hmm, so that creative mode came through the Clubhouse and even Wisdom app. I'm also on the Wisdom app, and I've been doing a lot of monologues over there, and people are listening to me, and then I'm getting more views on my show. So I think it's more of learning as we go when it comes to these things.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I love that you're talking about cross-promoting, cross-pollinating, if you will, with all these different audio apps. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, I own a business way before podcasting, way before I turned podcasting into a career. And then in the pandemic, I was kind of forced out of that. And then I was like, man, I guess I'm going to try to, and people were asking me about audio. They just kept asking me how to monetize, how to do stuff. So I'm like, all right, well, this seems like a business. And then when I kind of got into it, I was like, I don't even know how to promote or market or anything, but man, those social audio apps, they really boosted my, you know, voice literally into the community of podcasters and live streamers. And that's how we met. I mean, you're on here because of Clubhouse, and that was, you know, our connection point. So I really appreciate you bringing that up. And I love that because I have a solo show as well, and I've been brainstorming this. You know, I'm a month in, so I still got the new car smell around here. I haven't thrown French fries in the floorboard yet. And so I'm really enjoying it. But there is that aspect of social audio that I'm not doing because I am doing this every day. And so I may consider follow your lead and say, let me do a creator's roundtable, because I've been brainstorming to do that, and then bring that episode into and maybe even do it as a live show on Guild or somewhere else, and then do that as well. So thanks for that. You're already inspiring me.
You know, just keep this in mind, Billy, that whoever wants to do a daily show, make sure that you don't get burnt out. You can get burnt out really easily. Now, it's no secret. Everyone knows I don't do any recordings or any lives on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. That is me time. That's my family time. That's just the other stuff that I do. And I do have my studio. I go to different events and weddings. Those are my days. Those are not anyone's days. So the days that I record is Monday through Thursday, and I blast it out like throughout the day. So I have maybe 7-8 recordings maybe per week. And I'm from that itself, I get burnt out. So I think I need my me time.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the interesting part about doing, you know, the pre-recorded versus live. Like, I'm going live every day, but I do have a plan. I do have a structure. I do have a system. I mean, it took me a minute to figure that out, but I also came from the background of TV, so I understood what a run sheet was. I understood, you know, what segments were and how to plan a show. So I had a little bit of that experience under my belt, and I think that's kind of helped me, you know, stay on track. So I'm probably spending, and I'm curious as to what you're, you know, before, you know, pre-show, pre-interview, what kind of amount of time you're spending putting the show together, because I've gotten mine down to about roughly about an hour before before the show starts, that I can really, you know, figure out all my stuff and put my, of course it's simple. I don't do 15 segments. I do like four. So it's really an easier show. But I've got it down to about an hour. So what do you think you're spending curating the, you know, before, like research and all that stuff on your guests before they're coming on the show?
Yeah. So you got 30 minutes for pre-call, and then you got maybe 15 to 20, 30 minutes for, you know, researching the whole damn thing that what you want to talk about. Right. And then you got just 30 minutes being on the pre-recorded show. I've learned over the time, I used to tell, you know, people used to ask me that, how long is the show for? And I said, well, I think I'm averaging 36, 37, 40 minutes. And then I said to myself, it seems like that's too long, even though that it doesn't go far. But me saying it seems like too far. So now what I've done is I've come to a science that I know how to design my show. I know how to direct my show. And within 30 minutes, I am done with that show. I'm pretty sure I can say a lot of things within those 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And sometimes there are times on the 17-minute mark, I realize I think we've covered a lot. So what else do we do? So I try to do a little buffering more for that 30-minute mark. And I think I've been successful that way.
Yeah, man, I always go by the rule of, like, how long does it take the information to get out there? Like, the information that I want or my guest wants. And we've all listened to those podcasts and watched those TV interviews where it's just like, dude, this was over 5 minutes ago. Like, why are we still, why are we just trying to hit a timeline? So I think that's good to give people permission to, like, hey, just record whatever comes out of it. I mean, unless you're doing repurpose for radio and all that, then I guess you got, a little bit more pain.
Sorry to interrupt. I mean, there was an episode which I talked about Bitcoin, and I need to learn about Bitcoin. What the hell is Bitcoin, right? So I took a 57-minute recording from that guest, and what I did is I divided by two and made a part one and part two for week Tuesday and next week Tuesday. And so far it's been quite successful with my thought process instead of just releasing the whole 52 minutes.
Yeah, that's a great idea, man. I love that because, like you said, you're sitting down one time and you're getting two shows out of it. And these are all things to think about, especially when you're putting out a high volume of content. It's like, how do I make this content work for me long term, not just for that show or for that episode? And I think that is the beauty, too. And I'd love your thoughts on this, is I'm creating content every single day, man. I got 30 episodes in a month that are now just ready to be picked apart and put in different places. And, you know, now I got to figure out that process. I got to figure out the post-show pre-show, got it. Show, got it. Post-show, marketing, all that stuff. I got a lot of work to do to figure that out. So what are you doing with this content after you've recorded it?
Well, I mean, I have my own production company, by the way. So I'm juggling with other clients too at the same time and taking care of their editing. For me, it's very simple. I try to make sure there's no errors at all in my show. So it's the easiest editing that you can ever think of, right? So for me, it's a case closed and you can't go wrong. You put the music in the beginning, music at the end, give your synopsis towards the end, because I do have a quote of the day from Back to Basics every day. So I try to design the show, plan it out. That's just how I do it. So I think the question you're saying is, how do you plan it out? Honestly, I don't really have a plan. I do have a plan for calendar, plan it out. Let's say if I recorded you and I'm saying you will be released in July, I plan it out. So yeah. I think it's no hassle there. But I make sure, go ahead.
Well, no. So what do you do after the show though? So you've set it up, you've got your guest on, you've recorded it. You've edited it. Now you're publishing it. Are you just publishing it on your video and audio sources, or are you chopping that up into pieces and putting it on social? Like, what does that, you know, post show promotion look like?
Yeah. So I do too much of this work. So for me, it's just publishing and that's it. Right. And the way I look at it is there are a few things that I take out. For example, what does back to basic mean to you? And that is a question I ask to every of my guests, every guest. So that is a segment that I have on my playlist when you go to my YouTube channel. So those are the things that I do. And I think that's all I can handle.
Gotcha. Because
that's all I can handle. Because if they want to listen to it, they'll listen to it. Like, for example, I have a Mother's Day special coming up for Mother's Day episode for May 8th. And that'll be released on Sunday with four amazing ladies from season one. How do I take bits out of that to make an episode? Well, I guess you'll have to wait and see. But so far, I've been once in a while, bonuses here and there, I do. But when it comes to every day, I don't think I can do this every day, Billy.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work. And that's kind of what, you know, that's kind of my approach to it as well. Right now, I'm putting out what I can. I might grab a screen share of something that was said in the interview that day and share it on my social media, on Instagram and Facebook, just in stories. But it's and I think that's the beauty about a daily show as well. And maybe you said this in a Clubhouse room. I can't remember who said it, but it was like, I don't have to do as much promotion because people know I'm coming back the next day. They know they can rely on that episode, and so every day's episode kind of promotes itself. Have you seen that? That's pretty true for your show as well. That people are expecting that every day.
Yeah. So the name of the game for everyone is brand new podcasters, and they come to me for help if they want, because I do consulting too for these guys, right? And the advice that I can really give them is there's no great science to it. You just have to be consistent. If it's every Monday, every Tuesday, every Friday, whatever it is, just be consistent to it. It does not matter if it is 30 minutes or 15 or 45, right? Mm-hmm. So in your case, if you do it Monday through Friday or Monday through Sunday, whatever your show is all about, just stick with that. And if it is 5 minutes every day, 5 minutes it is, right? So I think the science is to stick with your schedule and that's it. And then people will start coming to you no matter what. I walk down the street and they're like, whoa, you're a podcaster. I'm like, okay, where did you find me? And they said X. And I'm like, okay. So, which means that my voice is getting heard in different places whenever I walk down the street. So it's great to be noticed and great, you know, my voice is getting heard. So I think that's my big accomplishment, you know, like one or two people here and there tell me that I've done well. So that's my,
If I get recognized on the internet, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. If I get recognized in person, I'm like, dude, I'm famous. Like, here, you want my autograph now or later, you know? And so, it is pretty fun. Let's jump back a little bit to production stuff. Like, I know you're batch recording, so you're batch recording, you know, 6-8 shows a week. Are you batch editing those the same week, or do you have somebody helping you with that, or what does that look like as far as editing goes?
No, I do everything. That's the thing. So let's say for the month of April, I take care of all the batches for the month of April for, let's say, Tuesdays. Tomorrow I'll deal with Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays the next day. And I just cover the whole damn month like that. And right now at the mid of the month, then I just do the next month after that. And plus I also schedule all the marketings too. So I think marketing is also another thing that we need to do. If you go to my Instagram, the handlings that I have, and the LinkedIn too, by the way, I schedule all my marketing out for at least 3 weeks out, you know, because the reason why I do every 3 weeks instead of a month, is because maybe there are a few things that I've learned along the way when it comes to marketing. So it doesn't get old, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the flavor is a little different, but it might be the same concept, but you know, that's how I change. And that's how I learn, because it seems like I've learned a lot over the years. and it's easier to get it done slowly. And yeah, we're just talking about the editing and the marketing. I've not even talked about what I do for newsletters yet.
Yeah. So. Okay. So when you're, so I got a question about your marketing strategy. When you're marketing, are you just marketing the podcast that's out that week, or are you marketing like older podcasts as well? Cause I feel like a lot of podcasters, like, we're just so focused on this episode, getting it out there, get, you know, whatever, but we're not really going in our back catalog, which there's still a ton of value, and saying, hey, check out this, go to episode 25 and, you know, listen to whatever. So what does that look like for you?
I do it all the time. Like, for example, a few days ago, today is what, April 27th. Yep. So April 20th, we celebrated, you know, the cannabis and the weed, right? And I had a guest on my show. We talked about cannabis. So I repurposed and I said, listen to this guy from season one. You know, the mother's very special. I actually posted all the episodes from those ladies. And I said, here are the, you know, here's the episode from these ladies, and they're on my show for Mother's Day special. So I, that's just an example. There's so many out there. Like, for example, June 1st is a LGBTQ month. And there was a person that I interviewed, and we talked about LGBTQs and the colors. Her repurposing episode will be released on June 1st, you know, even though that I did it last year. So that's just planning, nothing yeah. else.
That's a good strategy. That's a good strategy.
So I usually plan way ahead, you know, like, for example, you got nurse month and you got doctor's month and you got every, and you got beverage day, which is liquor. I have 4 episodes about liquor. I have 5 episodes about nursing and healthcare. So I repurpose that all the time. It's more planning than nothing else.
Gotcha.
Where do I get the time? I really don't know, Billy, but whatever I do, that's what I do. And people, they like that process. Like, for example, I posted a episode about season one, and she's a fashion designer, and she's one of the mothers for Mother's Day. I got 27 views on that post itself.
Wow.
So it seems like people, they want to keep on learning and viewing. So I think it's better for her, but it's definitely good for me too, right? Because mm-hmm. like my work shows it. So I don't know if that makes sense to you, but
yeah. Yeah, man, I like it, you know, and I've thought about that too. I mean, I'm not quite there yet to repurpose. I don't think our episodes have been out long enough, but I thought even for a live show, I could jump on here and say, hey guys, check this out, blah, 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 blah. And go, here's the interview I did with such and such, and just play the video and not feel the pressure of bringing on a guest or having a co-host or whatever. So I could even do that with a live stream as well. So yeah, man, that's good tips. Cause you know, it's like I said, right now for me in my process, it's super fun. I got the new car smell. I'm washing it every 2 days. But in about 3 months from now, I imagine I'm going to be like, okay, this is weighing on me. So I got to figure out some creative ways to continue on.
It also is very like whenever I get invited to any live shows, for example, like this one here, I usually just go to Instagram Live and just say, hey guys, I'm going to be on X show. What are you reading there? You know, that's, I learned it from other people doing this, and it takes literally 2 minutes, 3 minutes just to be live telling people hi. And if you have any questions, come on the show or ask me now, then I'll ask you that question. So I think it's more of a playing around with it and whatever works. I mean, I'm not saying that it's working, but I enjoy doing this. That's why I do it. There is nothing to do with marketing, has nothing to do with anything. It's because I like doing it.
Yeah, man. I think that was one of my biggest things, because when I tell people, and I bet you get this too, when I tell people, yeah, I started a daily live show / podcast, they go, uh-huh, that's a lot of work. And I'm like, yeah, it's work, but I like it, man. Like, I enjoy, you know, it's like for me doing a live show every day is like most people making their bed or taking their dog for a walk. Like, it's just a part of like what I like to do. And I've been doing it for years, just not very organized. So I would show up live, Clubhouse, Instagram Live, Facebook Live. I'd show up live anyway. I just didn't have any structure around it. I didn't have really a purpose. I mean, Clubhouse had a little bit more of a purpose than most places, but I was doing it anyhow. So I'm like, wait a second, I got to funnel this thing in, you know, get my stuff right, get everything ready, and then launch it. So for people watching or listening, you might be in that situation where you're showing up live anyway. You're showing up live on Wisdom or Clubhouse and Instagram, maybe even a few times a day. You know, funnel that in and build your brand. I think that's what, you know, this has allowed me to do is to show up every day. Now I'm getting the attention of other companies and brands. They go, oh, you're live every single day. I'm like, yeah. They're like, well, you know, can we talk about promoting our product? Can we talk about promoting, you know, our service or whatever? So yeah, man, a lot of opportunities. Have you seen that with your show? Have you, you know, come across any monetization deals besides, you know, maybe?
Yes, I have. I can't say anything in detail, but I have been approached and I've been very blessed, Billy, with someone coming up to me and saying, let's do this together. You know, it's all about waiting the game. I mean, people have told me from day one when I got on Clubhouse, like in the beginning of last year sometime, they actually said that, why don't you just monetize from day one? And I'm like, it's tough, Billy, just to be clear, it's tough to just go up to Billy saying, Billy, can you give me money? Because I have nothing to show who I am. So I feel that I need to show what I can do before I ask for money. Now, if I come to you, Billy, and I say that, can you give me money for my show and sponsor the show? You'll be like, why not? Because I've seen your work. Yeah. So it feels that you have done all the credibility, right? That's including newsletters, right? People have come up to me and saying, why don't you be a writer on a newspaper? So that's an idea, right? And I've never thought of being a writer. I was always been a technologist for the last 30 years. So I think I've been in radio jockey world back in my young days. And now in my younger days, I'm on a podcast show. Yeah. So, I mean, look at that, right? Look where my turning point is after 30 years. So I think it's a great journey, whatever I'm doing so far.
Yeah, man, I like it. You're coming back to your first love. That's what I always say about my journey is because, you know, I was in the TV world for a while working for other people. And, you know, I was always on this side of the camera, or the other side of the camera. And then I was, you know, I was like, man, I want to take a shot at that. Like, I have something to say, to contribute. I think I'm entertaining at times or, you know, can bring some value. So I wanted to get my voice out. And so, yeah, man, it's been, you know, for me too, kind of like come around 360 back to back to the basics, you know, to mention your podcast again. So,
well, the thing is my grandfather, he used to be a director back in the Bollywood days and black and white movies. Right. And my dad, he was a singer. He's a writer also. He's a photographer also. So if you think about all the stuff that these guys did, I'm actually doing all in one shot because I'm being a new writer, right? I have a camera in front of me, which I'm a videographer. Plus I go to weddings and plus I have a voice, which I talk to people every day. So don't you think those are the same talents that they had? And I'm putting this into one show and it feels great. Just using talents, it's looking great.
Well, man, and it is fun. And I think for people that are listening, maybe you're contemplating a live show or a daily show or maybe a daily live show, maybe a daily podcast. I would say go for it because you don't have to do everything forever. It's like you're probably not married to your podcast. Like, yeah, sure, it would be a bummer if you got to a place where you couldn't do it or didn't want to do it. But at the end of the day, it's like, that stuff is going to live forever. I mean, your podcast is literally going to be out there in the world on these platforms for as long as those platforms exist. So it's kind of a cool, like, little time capsule you're creating in a sense.
Well, you know, that reminds me, you know, I totally forgot that December 2020 was my very first intro podcast. I said to myself that if people are going to love it, they're going to love it. If they're going to fail, then I'm just not going to do it. So I think whoever's listening right now, just take the leverage and just go for it. Regardless of if you have a radio voice, you don't have a radio voice, if you have a visual and you're not a camera guy, no issues at all. But your voice needs to be heard. So just try as much as you can. I mean, I tried it and I thought I was going to drown. And honestly speaking, I'm not drowning, I'm swimming. So I think you just have to take that leap, whatever that is.
Yeah, man, that's great advice, Girish. I love that. I mean, we've talked about so many things. I think somebody could listen to this 35, 36 minutes that we've been here and be like, wow, this is like a lot of information, a lot to swallow. Is there anything else that you want to touch on that we haven't touched on? I know you spoke a little bit about newsletters. We could get into it this episode, or we could have you back and do it another episode. Balls in your court.
Oh, no, I'm ready to talk about newsletters. I'm ready to talk about what's planned for next year also. I mean, the year is not even over yet, and we're talking about next year now.
That's crazy, yeah. I'm talking about next month, maybe.
Yeah, so newsletter was something which I didn't realize that I was going to do, honestly speaking. I thought to myself that people are doing it, and what the hell is that, right? It's more of telling people what you're doing and what you're planning on doing. So that's why I have two types of newsletters. If you go to my website and just subscribe to that, you know, if I have a weekly and a monthly newsletter, the weekly newsletters are the ones that tell you that what resonated with me when I record every day with a guest of mine, and whatever guest resonates with me, they will be part of that article. For example, there was a guy that I did an automation show on, and we talked about how automation and work-life balance changes. There's another one that we talked about eye care, because eye care is so much time important that nobody really thinks of. There was another one, which is going to be funny for you, Billy, but the show, we talked about menopause. And that resonated with me for all the ladies out there.
Yeah.
So I said, make that an article about that. There was another one that he was a podcaster, and he's been doing this for 8-9 years. And he's like, you're doing all this and you have done this in 18 months and didn't realize. So he became an article on my newsletter this week, and I just posted out today. So if you go there and take a look at it, I mean, these are the people that inspires me. So that's my weekly. And my monthly is, I release every day, as everyone knows, which means that I have 30 to 28 people coming every month in my show. It's nice to go and compliment them and saying gratitude to them. Mm-hmm. So I usually say thank you to all my guests on my show. And plus I give a link of the episodes so people can just take a look at it.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that's that. And then the other thing for the monthly is I tell them what we have accomplished and what we're going to be doing in the next few more months or year for that matter. So that's that for my newsletter. And it seems a lot, but it seems very fun at the same time, because I'm learning as we go how the design is going to be and all that fun stuff. People, they don't really care too much about design, but they really care if the information is correct. So I think that's about my newsletter. About my next year's plan, if I get enough capital, enough sponsorship or whatever it is, I think there will be a digital magazine for Back to Basics. And I think that's one leap that I think I'm going to go for. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, man. I love it. I love that newsletter idea. I'm a horrible writer, so maybe there's somebody that can help me out, or I could pay to help me. I don't expect anything for free.
I'll do it for you. How about that?
There we go. Here we are. A little pitch meeting right here on the show. I love it. But no, I do love that idea of, and that keeps people in the loop too. You know, like, oh, here's what happened. Here's the guest. It keeps your guest in front of your audience, you know, one more time or several more times, and lives in that email, you know, inbox or whatnot. So I think that's a cool way to market their shows.
Because all the guests that I've talked to, they won't be released until the month of July or month of May or whatever. I'm making the days up, but you know what I mean, right? So it's better to let people know that these are the people that I've already talked to and what inspiration is going to be coming up soon. So I think it's more exciting for them, or is it for me? I would say both, right? So that's my thought process on that. And then plus earlier in the show, I talked about the rankings of the Apple podcast. Every week changes, right, when it comes to ranking. So I think that's also important, that how we're standing around the world, according to me.
Yeah.
So right now I'm ranking all three different areas according to Sweden, Taiwan, and some few other places. I don't remember. Britain, yeah. So it's great to be, acknowledging that. And then I went to Listen Notes, and I found out that I'm averaging listening note 32 right now and 5% listening. So I think I'm doing okay, whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but I'm doing okay. Yes.
That's awesome, man. I love it. I don't know anything about rankings. I'm on Listen Notes as well. I get on there and, you know, like every 6 months, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, I don't really know what it means. I don't know where that information comes from. But as far as the other rankings, like for Brit, you know, for Britain and all those in the UK and all that, where are you getting this information from? Like, who's putting it out there?
Yeah, so there's a website called Chartable. So when I go to Chartables, they'll, you know, list it out. But I want everyone to understand that the reason why I'm saying that, it makes me feel that I'm doing well for myself. Numbers seriously does not matter, because I think if you look at the numbers, I think the excitement kind of goes away when it comes to the podcast world. I've seen people fade away because the numbers are crap, or too high, or whatever it is. I really don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So this is just to acknowledge that I'm doing well and my path is correct, and I want people to know my path. I don't look at the numbers. You know, I've asked a lot of people, including yourself, Billy, that how do you see Back to Basics from the outside world? Because I enjoy whatever I do from the inside world. How do you see it? So, and a lot of people have acknowledged in a positive way. So I think I'm blessed with people around me, including yourself, supporting me on that.
Yeah, man. I think you said something really key, and I don't focus on numbers at all. I don't focus on numbers for personal stuff. I don't, for validation. I don't focus on numbers for sponsors, because I am doing, you know, it's like if you're a musician, if you're a singer, if you're whatever, like, you're doing it for the love of the art, and podcasting at the end of the day is an art, in my opinion. And it's like art first, and then all this other stuff is great, like all the money, all this fun stuff that you can do, relationships, but it's like the art of doing it. And there's so many more benefits to podcasting than just numbers and downloads and finances. Right. It's relationship. It's like, I've seen your icon on Clubhouse for a year blinking, and now I get to see your face, and I'm like, oh, this is way more fun. I get to talk to you one-on-one versus, you know, taking turns in a group of 30 people. And so, you know, for me, like, this is the magic of creating content. This is the magic of podcasting, is that ability to network with 28 to 30 different people every single month and talk to them pre-show and post-show and work out audio kinks and video stuff. And it's a lot of fun, man. So if anybody's considering it, find those reasons for it.
But don't get me wrong. I mean, numbers obviously do play a key role when it comes to sponsorship, because you got to see where your listeners are, right? So numbers are important depending on what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Just like what Billy said, if you don't care about all that, I think you just need to focus on you and the content, and that's it.
Yeah, and all that stuff will come, man. All the numbers will come, all the stuff will, you know, it's like for my fishing show, it's probably the most successful thing I've done as far as creating content. And, you know, at first, like, we had 400 downloads, like, for the first month. And it was, you know, for us, it was like, oh, well, cool. We went and got a sponsor with 400 because we knew the vision of the show, not just what was here, but we looked further on and said, hey, here's what we can do. Here's what we're capable of. So
when I first started this, I said, who the hell is going to be listening to me, honestly speaking? But if you go with that attitude, you're not going to get anywhere. So my thought process is, even if you get one download, when I say one, I mean one, people are listening.
Yeah.
So I'm just fortunate that people are listening. I'm averaging many, many numbers on my show, so I'm good. There was a Mother's Day special, which I did last year, the very first one, and there were 5 ladies on there. Do you have any idea what my listening downloads were for that episode? 4,700.
Yeah, so, yeah, which, it's a lot, yeah.
Which means that people are listening. People, they want to be heard, or listened, I should say. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a thought process, and you just have to enjoy your work, nothing else.
Love it, man. I think it's great advice, Garish. Is there anything you want to leave the audience with that we haven't already? I think we've covered a lot, but I want to give you a couple minutes here if you want to say, you know, leave them with something else.
You guys, if you go to my website, Back to Basics Mode, and you go and subscribe to my newsletters, because there will be a weekly and a monthly newsletter. And if you want to be a guest on my show about anything that you can think of with all the subjects according to my website, just go there and let's chit-chat. Let's have a call, and let's make it successful for you and for myself. I mean, that's just on the podcast world. On the other side, I do have a production house called Back to Basics Mode, and we help people to be great podcasters. We help people communication skills when it comes to public speaking. So those are the things that I help out, and I've helped out many kids and schools, and those are the courses that I help out. I do also consulting too. And by the way, Bill, I'm also on the OWL app also. I'm helping people there too. So I think if anyone wants to get in touch with me, I'm in every platform that you can think of. I will not hide, I promise, but you have to be diligent and you have to be kind too. Otherwise, I won't reply back. But yeah, that's just how I am. And, you know, you just support me as much as you can on all my shows, and definitely rate his show and my show, because that's the only way to improve when it comes to, I guess, ratings, if you want to care about ratings.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, it's a way to for us to, one, I think it validates, like, oh, the messaging is coming through. So that's encouraging, man. That's I tell people often, it's like, I'd rather you leave me a review, an honest review, than buy me a $5 cup of coffee, because I'm gonna spend your $5, and I appreciate that, but I would rather have that feedback to say, hey, what is it that I'm doing or not doing that you want to see? And so it's really good to, it's and really encouraging for us.
Guys, if you think I'm going to be a great host or a great guest on any show, you can just go to my LinkedIn and get to the section where it says recommendations. All my guests recommended me, good or bad, whatever it is. I mean, the comments are there and my work shows. So yeah, hopefully that'll bring people in for you and myself.
Well, Garish, I love it, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate you. I'll have you back on at a later date, and we can talk about whatever else we come up with. But this is fun. This is fun talking about daily shows and how you produce a daily show. So everyone, go check that out. We'll see you later, Garish. I appreciate you so much, man.
Yeah, God bless. And remember, everything in life goes back to basics. That's what back to basics is all about, guys.
Awesome, man. Like it so much. Thank you so much, Garish. All right, everyone. That is a wrap for Creating Daily for Garish, man. I don't know who's fired up. If I was even getting a little tired of producing a daily show, that got me fired up knowing someone else who does it. So that's really important for you to get in a community of people who are doing what you're doing. Maybe they've already gone where you want to be, or maybe they are doing what you're doing and you want to gather around those people who are like-minded and have that same drive and that same passion. So I want to invite you to the Creating Daily Facebook group. We have a Discord server as well, but it seems like people are more active in Facebook, so I'm going to focus back on that. So go over there, check out that Facebook group called Creating Daily, and that's where a bunch of other content creators are. And if you have any questions or whatnot, you can check that out. And then be back tomorrow. I'm going to be running a solo show tomorrow, but we're going to be talking about niche or no niche. Like, what are the pros and cons of each? I'm going to share my personal experience of how I got into a niche podcast, how I've made money with that in multiple different ways, and how it makes my life just a little easier by having a niche. However, there's a lot of fun in not having a niche. So I'll kind of talk about those, you know, niche versus not niche, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll see you there. All right. Thanks everybody for watching. Hit that subscribe button or hit that follow button. Talk soon.